Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 9th January 1846, the execution of Jemmy. On 9th January 1846, hundreds of barbarians assembled around the precincts of the island's jail at Coleridge Street to witness the execution of a man named Jemmy. Historian Warren Allen tells us that Jemmy had been charged with the murder of watchman Robin of Poole Plantation, St. John. Robin had reportedly fallen ill in September or early October and employed Jemmy to carry out the duty of watchman at Poole. Feeling much better, Robin returned to work on October 12th without notifying Jemmy. Warren Allen explains that around 2 p.m., Jemmy persuaded Robin to go with him to a cane field, but turned on him to deliver several blows with a cane bill, causing his death. Jemmy was arrested a few days later and charged for the murder of Robin. Convicted on the 19th of December 1845 at the Court of Grand Sessions, his date with the hangman was fixed for 9th January 1846. When that day came, says Aline, Jemmy ascended the scaffold with much firm step and addressed the crowd, quote, with much steadiness and composure, unquote. However, it was only when the death warrant was read and the rope placed around his neck that Jemmy appeared penitent. The report stated that Jemmy uttered a little prayer. After this, he drew his last breath. His body was taken down an hour later and was buried in the graveyard of St. Mary's Anglican Church on this day, 9th January, 1846.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.